It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. On today's show, we've got not one, but two great musical guests joining us. We'll be hearing from Emily King. Emily is an R&B Grammy-nominated performer whose 2007 album East Side Story was nominated in the category of R&B Album of the Year. She won herself a Holly Prize, named after one of her musical idols, Buddy Holly, and she's got a brand new album to talk about this hour. It's called The Switch. So Emily King is here, and we've also got German producer Zedd, who's worked with Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Hayley Williams, and so many more. Zedd is here. We'll talk about his brand new album, True Colors. We'll talk about his Grammy win for Clarity and so much more. Emily King and Zedd join us today on Border Crossings. Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. In our studios with us today is Emily King. Emily is on tour right now for her brand new album, The Switch, and it's the follow-up to the 2007 album, East Side Story.
That's right.
And in 2007, you were nominated for a Grammy. And why did you wait so many years to put out the second album?
No good answer for that. It was a natural progression. It took me a lot of time to figure out what I wanted to do and how to do it. Because I got dropped from my label and I learned how to record on my own and how to fund that and how to, you know, write better songs and...
Write better songs, Grammy-nominated
album. I shaved my
album.
Head.
Shaved
that took
your
a
head.
While.
So the first album comes out, 2007, and you get word you've been nominated for a Grammy. I mean, what goes through your mind at that point? I mean, it's early on in your career, so
yeah. That's
life-changing.
It was. I was in Japan at the time, and my manager came to the hotel and told me, and, you know, I just wanted to... I showed off immediately. I mean, I just emailed everybody, But, you know, at the same time, those things aren't supposed to matter to one's mind because it can mess with you. But I went to the ceremony and I had a great time. I wore a dress. You know, there were so many celebrities there. I got a headache. I went to the bathroom. Raquel Welch was in the bathroom. It was like Twilight Zone. And I didn't win. So
that's
there was
okay.
that.
Just being there, right?
Just being there,
just
yeah,
being
sure.
Just being there, sure. Isn't
yeah,
that so. Really? And I looked at a lot of videos that you put out and a lot of things you've done, and you're right. You don't wear dresses very often.
I don't wear dresses
that's
very
not,
often.
Not
no.
something you're...
Well, I think I just do it the opposite of my mother sometimes. She wears the dresses, I wear the pants. So whatever she's into, I rebel against that.
And I think I read somewhere your parents were into music for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, my folks were singers, are singers. But they sang as a duo together for 14 years.
Wow.
So I grew up with them singing a lot.
That's why you chose this?
That's why I chose. They chose it for me.
They chose it for predetermined.
Predetermined. No choice, actually. Mm-hmm.
And growing up in Manhattan, that's got to be a very exciting place.
It is.
To be. And
it can
the vibe
be.
And the
I electric. Mean, you could also just stay home, which happens a lot.
Well, according to your tour schedule, you've been touring with Sarah Bareilles. And Train and Maroon 5 and, you know, quite a few huge acts around the world. You've, I assume, gone internationally with them.
Yeah, that was awesome. I got to tour with some incredible artists. These guys came with me and had fun and just kind of took notes on the side of the stage and got to experience the Royal Albert Hall with Emily Sandé.
Right, right.
We had the best time on tour with Sarah last summer, so... It's been cool. I kind of just try and learn something from all of those.
Great. So. Well, we're happy you're here in our studios. And
thank
I know
you.
That the new album just came out not too long ago.
It did.
In June. In and June. I know you've been very excited about it, as you should be. And we'll ask you more about the album and the songs on the album. But if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we'd love to hear
to.
Something live in studio.
Let's do it.
From Emily King.
Something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. I know there is a mountain. I know there is a climb. I've thought about the danger, the darkness of the night. But soon as I get weary, soon as I close my eyes, you're there to lift the burden from my mind. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. I know I've been impatient. I know I've been upset. I know I felt the pressure looking for happiness. But soon as I get weary, soon as I lose my head, you're there to lift my burden once again. If there's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. There's something I need, I don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. It's something I need, a don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. It's something I need, a don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. It's something I need, a don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend. It's something I need, a don't already have. I know I get it from a good friend.
Woo! Great! Emily King here on our show. Now, the Switch is the name of the album. That song you just did on that album.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Good Friend.
Good
I don't
Friend.
Know if you heard that
yeah,
lyric
I picked
in
it up
there.
In the lyrics. Okay. Just making sure. Sometimes songs don't have anything in the lyrics,
right.
But the title
is. It's called
of the
Peanut
song.
Butter and Jelly.
That's
it.
Where it's
called.
And the new one I just checked out online is, I guess, the Animal.
Yeah, yeah.
And the video is kind of, it's interesting to follow. It's black and white. It's color. There's lots of color. There's a cartoon character of you throughout the video.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was interesting.
That
I like
fun.
The song, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds great. And it's the follow-up to Distance, I think, was the
last
single, right?
You did your homework.
I did my homework.
Thank you, Larry.
I know everything Emily King.
Uh-oh.
You have, you know, plans for the next decade?
I do. I want to become a billionaire. That's pretty much the whole plan.
That's the plan. That's it. That's the agenda.
Yeah.
Well, you're well on your way.
I think so. I got about $100 right now.
You're a billion short of a billionaire.
Several zeros.
Several zeros.
Hey.
Now, so the tour's over with Sarah Bareilles. You're doing a headline thing right now?
I'm doing this a headline thing.
Great.
Yeah, so that was on my list because I've been opening for many years now, and now I'm headlining, which is awesome.
And why did you call the album The Switch? What made you decide that?
Well, I really always have a hard time naming things. Even my dog came with his name, Billy, which I was relieved about. shout out to Billy. And so when we were recording this album, we had a selection of songs, and we went through them, and I thought, oh, I could do a title track. And The Switch seemed to be something that people can interpret on their own without me forcing the meaning down their throat. And it applied to me in a lot of different ways, too.
Now, since it's been 8 years since the last album,
Will
people who bought the first album recognize Emily King as a continuation, or has the time gone and you've, you know, changed your style and sound, do you think?
I hope they recognize me. I always try to change and grow and do better things. So, of course, there's a part of me I can't change, whether I like it or not. And I think that part they'll recognize. But I wanted to do different grooves on this album and talk about different things. And so there might be some things they don't recognize.
Mm-hmm. And the stories on the album are about things you've experienced or things you observed?
Yeah, I think all of my favorite songs are the ones that really are true to my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely have fun writing and just about other people, too.
You're very stylish, as I mentioned. You have a unique look, and your sound is great. I love your voice
and the
sound that you have. It's soft. It's very easy to listen to. Beautiful voice.
Thanks. Thank you.
Really enjoy it. I'm glad you're here. And if you wouldn't mind doing another song.
I'd love to.
It's Emily King here on Border Crossings.
Time to get up. I think you've been sleeping too long. My day started when you were still yawning. One rule just ain't enough when it's two folks trying to get along. But it's hard to leave you alone. Ooh. Oh, love is always better when we take time get back to who we are. When we are apart, distance makes the heart grow. Even when I'm lonely, happy knowing that your love is never far. When we are apart, distance makes the heart, it makes the leaves on the trees fall, makes the hours in the day long. Makes me want to clear my head, find a little cafe and write the words to a song. And I know that I'm still free, be anywhere that I want to be. Maybe get dressed up, wear something real pretty that you ain't never. ever seen. Oh, love is always better when we take time to get back to who we are. When we are apart, distance makes the grow. Even when I'm lonely, happy knowing that your love is never far.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Thank you.
King here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. You have worked with many different great producers, many different, you know, people. And Clive Davis discovered you, I guess. I mean, that was early on. That must be something that, you know, you have to pinch yourself every once in a while.
Yeah, pinch myself. He hired me and he fired me.
He hired you and fired you. Not on the same day,
pinch
though.
Pinch myself.
Not the same day.
Not the same day.
He hired you, signed you to a contract. You released the album and earned a Grammy nomination. So what happened then? I mean,
A lot of things happened. I was very naive and for better and worse. I was really excited, and as I should have been. I mean, he's a legend. Peter Edge, I should shout out, was the catalyst to that signing, and Chucky Thompson, who was my producer at the time, who is from DC. Shout out to Chucky. DC native. But so I was signed, and then it took about 3 years to make the album, and then it finally came out, and a year later I was dropped. So, you know, you don't take these things personally. It was just business. But I know that now. I didn't really know that then.
Mm-hmm. So you've learned a lot through your
experiences. I've learned a lot.
And even though this is only album two, you're a much smarter, more seasoned, you know, businesswoman, I guess. What label is this? Is this your own label?
This is my own label.
What's it called?
It's called Making Music Records.
Great.
Yeah.
And so you decided I'm going to become a businesswoman and do this myself. What's your website for people that want to check you out online?
It's emilykingmusic.com.
Mm-hmm. Because I know we're broadcasting to the world, 60 different countries.
Thanks.
And if people want to see you on tour, the tour plan is for when for Europe?
The tour plan for Europe is October and November.
Okay.
And we'll be out there with our band. I'm so excited. I haven't been there in a while.
What's the show like? I mean, it's not an acoustic show, what you're doing right now.
That's right. It's a full band. Fold the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have keys, bass, drums, guitar. Myself, I play guitar. Mm-hmm.
And the backup singers and
Jamie
and the dancing.
Jamie Woods.
Looks like you want to get them dance.
Gotta get them dancing. That's the switch.
That's it. That's the switch.
That's the switch.
There it is. We just hit on it. I was going to ask you also, you know, as far as performing live, you know, it's got to be a great experience for you. Who are the fans? Who comes out and watches Emily King? Who are your fans?
Everybody. Mom, Dad. My brother.
Your brother.
Like my neighbors come out. And a lot of friends, a lot of.
So you appeal to all different ages.
I really hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, I want everybody to enjoy it.
That's not easy to do these days in music. Everybody seems to be in a lane.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the lane they stay in. So,
I mean, the goal is to write a song that everybody likes. Mm. You know,
that's wonderful.
I think they call those hits, which I'm still working on. If you have one, let me know.
Now, who shaped you as far as music goes? I mean, who did you listen to growing up? Who are you listening to now?
I listen to a lot of, well, Michael Jackson. Love Michael Jackson. My parents totally, you know, took all their tricks. Mm-hmm. A lot of jazz, a lot of R&B, hip-hop growing up. And then later on, I got into folk, Cat Stevens, The Beatles, you know, all of the classics. Mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley.
Because I know the Grammy nomination was for Best R&B Album, but I'm listening now, and I don't necessarily hear just R&B in what you're doing now.
Thank you. I love everything, and I feel I don't consider myself, of course, just an R&B singer. I'm a billionaire.
That's right.
We sing everything.
That's it. You own everything and sing everything.
Exactly. I listen to everything, so I try to reflect that in the songwriting.
And you also are an award winner. You got a Holly Award from the Songwriters Awards show.
That was awesome. Wow. Yeah.
So tell me about the Holly Award. It's Buddy Holly Award.
Yes.
Well, a young, beautiful girl gets a Buddy Holly Award. How does that happen?
He was an amazing artist and songwriter and such. He was so young, and so I was honored to have any association with him. He had nothing to do with it, obviously. But I got an award anyway, long story long, and they gave me a little bit of money that helped with my recording, so that was great.
It always helps to have
always
some money.
Always helps.
Well, I enjoy your music and your story because it's very refreshing that, you know, you're taking charge now, you're taking ownership, and you're in control. Do you have a highlight or a favorite moment so far at this point? I mean, having been on the road with so many well-known acts, is there something that happened to you along the way that kind of separates
last
everything?
Night was cool.
Last night. There's your highlight. Today, now, it's your highlight.
I have a short-term memory, so okay. I'm just like, we went out last night looking for food. We were staying in Petersburg, Virginia, and the only place open at 10:30 was this bar. And we walked up to the place, nobody's inside, and on the door there were all these signs, no gang colors, you know, make sure you're wearing shoes and all signs, and we looked at each other like, we probably shouldn't go in here. We got scared, even being from New York. And anyway, we were so hungry, so we went inside, and there's two people in there, the bartender and the DJ, and we ordered food, and all of a sudden my song comes on. The DJ was playing my song. And I thought, man, that's weird. And anyway, the bartender had looked us up because she figured we were a band. And so that was a nice little moment.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You get a little love from the bar.
It's just, you never know. You never know. Yeah.
Where the love's going to come from.
Exactly. And they were just the nicest people.
So awesome. When did you write your first song?
First song probably was 16 years old, because I learned how to play guitar, and that's when I started writing.
Do you ever revisit the stuff you wrote years ago and take a look, pull it out of the notebook and say, whoa, what was I thinking? What was going on then?
I do sometimes. There's some nuggets in there, some good stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I try not to look back too often.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of this business? Is it the recording, the touring, the songwriting?
The fun part is being on tour with my family and my friends. And singing live with the audience is the best. There's something to writing a song and recording a song that you just love. But that takes a lot of work. So that's the hard part for me. So really, this is the payoff, just being out here with everybody. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
And somebody told me, I don't know if it's true, but they said when you were growing up, you were a little bit shy, a little introverted.
Yeah.
And it was not easy to get you out of that shell. But now, here you are.
I realized it wasn't to my benefit. Mm-hmm. But still, sometimes I switch on the shy if I don't feel like talking to you. If I'm tired or something, I'm just like, hi.
Well, you have a soft sound. I like your sound. You professionally trained or just?
No. Well, I had a guitar teacher, Steve Bloom, shout out. He came to my house once a week and taught me Red Hot Chili Peppers and Led Zeppelin and all these songs. And my parents taught me how to sing. Mm-hmm. And that was my school, being with them.
Well, that's great. You really have a nice sound.
Thank you. Beautiful voice that I mentioned. Like it.
So The Switch is the new album, and it's now available again. Websites, Amazon, yeah, iTunes.
Yeah, it's your on website. Spotify. It's on iTunes, Tidal, everything, all of the things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's out now. So please
get a copy.
Pick it up. Be a billionaire here.
Make her a billionaire.
Make me a billionaire.
That's right. We got several hundred million people tuned in. So if everybody bought one, you'd be okay.
That'd
you'd be well
fine.
On your way.
Awesome.
All right, Emily King, would you do another song for us?
For sure. This is a song off the last EP we what did we do with it? We put it out.
Put it out.
It's called Radio.
King here on Border Crossings. The album is The Switch. I've had a couple people write in and said, if you get Emily King on the show, you've got to ask her, first of all, what would you do if you weren't making music?
That's if I wasn't question. Making music, I'd be eating a lot more cakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Cakes.
I'd be a cake maker.
A cake maker. Okay.
I would live next to a bakery. And I would probably go down and make cake all day. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
And another question that I was asked to ask you, as a songwriter, where is the strangest place you ever got inspiration for writing a song?
Oh, the strangest place, it happens in a lot of weird ways. One thing I can remember now, which isn't that strange, but it comes to mind, I was on 96 and Broadway at the bus stop. Waiting for the bus to take me across town, and a mother and her son walked by, and she said, "Oh, it's so good to have your hand in my hand again." I thought.
There's a song.
It's a classic hit.
There it is. There's a song.
Yeah.
Do you have any rituals that you go through? Any regular? Are you superstitious? You do a routine before you go out on stage? Or
I like to order the band around.
Okay.
And then I and I drink tea. I don't really do anything out of the ordinary. We do this thing where we all gather and we put our hands together. And what do we say?
It changes every time.
We have an inside joke. It's inappropriate. I can't repeat it. But we just do one of those like,
Right.
Yeah, so that's good.
All right. Well, I'm sure a lot of people around the world are anxious to see you in concert, hopefully when you tour to Europe. And
I would love to see them.
There's many other places around the world that I'm sure listening right now and watching right now that would like to have you come to their countries as well. So if people want to reach out to you, can they get you on Facebook and Twitter and those places?
Yeah, Twitter is the best way. I'm on there all the time, and I read what people say, so be kind. And yeah, tweet at me. Let me know if where you are, so I would love to come visit
you in town. What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Emily King Music.
All right. And you've done a lot of interesting different shows. I saw, like I said, one of the videos was some, you did a hall performance. It wasn't the Royal Albert Hall. It was a different kind of a hall.
Rockwood Music Hall.
Yes, that was it. That was it, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great venue in New York.
That was 2012 or something like that?
Yeah. We did a lot of shows there. And we love playing there. It's like home. Mm-hmm.
But not like going to Royal Albert Hall.
Different halls.
Very different hall.
Yes, different. Royal Albert Hall was amazing.
Did you get to meet any of the royal family when you were there?
No, but we pretended.
You pretended?
Yeah, and they have these amazing halls with photos of everyone that's ever played there. And they do sports events, too. So Muhammad Ali's been there and all kinds of people. So we were just, you know, reveling in that whole thing.
Well, it's great to talk to you, to have you in our studios.
Likewise.
Here in D.C. Come back again.
I will.
We'd love to have you on the next time you're in D.C.
Thanks.
Come back, sing some more music for us. After your album has made you $1 billion.
I have to be a billionaire before I return.
That's it. Well, no.
I'm not going to tell you if I am,
That's
by the
right.
way.
Okay, well, I'll know if I see you again. I'll know who I can ask for money.
All right, exactly.
All right, well, thank
Setting
you,
myself
Emily
up.
King.
Thank
our guest,
you, Larry.
The album is The Switch, and it's Emily King, our guest today on Border Crossings.
It's Border Crossings on VOA1.
We'll be right back.
So welcome to D.C., Zed, or is it Anton? Or is it Anton Zed?
Whatever you like. Most people call me Zed.
They do. And how did you come up with that name? That's an interesting name.
It's actually really boring. My last name starts with a Z, and I'm from Germany, and we pronounce the Z as Zed. Right. And my friends gave me that as a nickname, and I started making music for fun. And I was like, you know, I don't really care about my name too much, so I'll just leave that.
Well, it is a brand now, and it is internationally known around the world. It's too late to change.
I know, right?
But we welcome you to D.C.
Thank you.
Is this your first time here? You come here often?
I think I've been here before. I don't come here often, for sure, but I've been here before. I've definitely never played a show this size, and I've never brought my real full production here, so this is going to be the first time.
And you've allowed us to be in your dressing room, and I know that in your dressing room you have this whole setup, this elaborate setup, so you must be writing and producing all the time. Even when you're not on stage, you're still working and thinking. The mind is always going.
Yeah, especially when you're on tour, you're inspired a lot, or I am inspired a lot, and then when you don't have anything to work with, that kind of, you know, is a bummer. So I have my entire studio set up here and, you know, a small set of speakers. And so if I have to make an edit or if I want to make a new remix or, you know, I'm producing a couple songs for other people as well, I can just do that before I go on stage.
So you mentioned you work with a lot of people and you have worked with, you know, Ryan Tedder of One Republic and Ariana Grande and so many folks. And you've written for Justin Bieber and worked with Justin Bieber on a number of tracks. How does that process work? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? What's the whole process when you do a remix of a song?
Well, the way it used to be is that my label would ask if I would remix a single of somebody. And then artists would hear that and like it and start asking me directly whether I would want to remix a song or not. And it got to a point where I kind of stopped making remixes and just made my own music because I could, you know, change the vocals, the lyrics, anything I want. And now I usually pick one song a year that I remix, and I just ask the artist if I can remix it. The last song I remixed was just a song I remixed for fun and didn't even ask the artist. I never put it out. I just did it for this live tour. So I have a little bit of a special treat for the fans. But yeah, usually either somebody hits me up and asks me, or I just ask them if I really love a song, if I could do it.
And the music you create is really, it's great music. I mean,
Thank you very much.
Truly a prodigy. You started in classical music.
That was my beginning, yeah.
And then piano and drums, and then you evolved into a world-renowned producer.
That's right. I didn't think I would ever be a producer. You know, I thought my future is in music. I'd never really wanted to do anything else. I thought I would probably be a drummer in a band. You know, in years before that, I thought I would be a pianist, but I never thought I would be a, you know, electronic music producer for the most part.
And in 2002, I think it was, you were with a band.
That's right.
And then 7 years later, that's when you got into the dance EDM type music.
Yeah, I really just started doing it for fun. So that's why it's so hard for me to answer when it actually started, because it really was a mix of a joke and just doing something new to learn it. And I never seriously considered this being my job or, you know, being my, you know, even my passion. Back then, it was just a hobby. I just did it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved so quickly in this EDM world, just, you know, was built around me and Skrillex and Porter and Medion and all these artists that, you know, we all started together. We all had no clue what we were doing at all. We just did what was fun. Mm-hmm. And then we started touring together and saw all these things happening around us, you know, all these festivals suddenly coming up and thousands and ten thousands of people showing up to shows. And it was just crazy because it all happened so fast.
And why do you think EDM has all of a sudden become, in the U.S., it's always been throughout Europe. I mean, back to DJ Sammy and many years ago. And now all of a sudden in the U.S., there are so many artists who have now dominated the charts, including yourself. Why is it happening?
That's a great question. I think the scene in Europe is way different, to be honest with you. I don't think Europe has ever had this what we have in the States right now. You know, there's always been electronic music and there's been great artists in Europe. But it was more of an underground and club culture. When you go to a club, nobody looks at the DJ. Everybody kind of dances, and, you know, that's great. Where the culture we have right now is a concert vibe. You know, I have a full-on show in production, and, you know, we go through it with a lot of detail. And, like, we want to build tension, and we want to, you know, tell a story. I don't think that has ever existed. I mean, with a couple exceptions, of course. But, you know, in this size, I don't think Europe or any country or any continent has had that before. And I don't know why, but I think there's just something fascinating about the energy and the positivity of 10,000 people of all ages and, you know, all colors and all religions coming together and, you know, having just a really wonderful time.
And, well, obviously your music is being recognized. You won a Grammy with Clarity and an MTV award, and recently a Teen Choice Award. So you're collecting all these honors and these awards, and you have a new album on top of all of that. So did you do anything different? What with True Colors? What was the message with the new album?
I think my main message was, you know, we spoke about it for a minute. You know, my past was classical music, and I did jazz and rock and metal. And a lot of people don't know that about me, but all these things are still big influences for me, and I still, you know, feel like they're a big part of me. So it was important for me to show that I'm not just that one, you know, dance producer that might some people might think I am, but that I'm, you know, just that the musician that likes to make music and currently is in love with electronic music, but maybe we're gonna want to go back to bands, or I want to make some film music and do some orchestration and stuff like that. And I just want people to know that I'm whatever I do musically, it's always me in my heart. And, you know, I'm not always going to stay the same because I think I want to evolve. I want to learn new things. And there's new genres coming up. And I'm interested in just knowing about everything.
Mm-hmm. And you created a documentary about your music and your career and things you've done.
Yeah.
It was, and that's kind of cool. So you're a film producer as well?
Well, I was not the producer. I let some people film me during my daily life. And I think a lot of people also didn't know that, you know, I'm involved in the live show and in the creative concept of my show and the visuals and the lighting looks and everything, you know, that has to do with the show, everything you see and everything you hear. And for us, it kind of became normal because, you know, my team and I have been working together for a long time and everybody's used to me being so involved. But I think outside people thought I'm partying all day and then I jump on stage, which really isn't the truth. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into a successful show. And I think this documentary kind of helped people see how much work there actually is behind the scenes before you go on stage. That's the real work. And then on stage is really the joy, is the fun. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the big amount of work is before that.
And you contributed music to Divergent, to an actual motion picture. So your record is very, very impressive. And as I mentioned at the start, the names of the artists, you work with Lady Gaga, you know, several times. And so, I mean, what was that like? She's very eclectic, very artistic.
She is. And it was great because I have never really had the chance to work with a singer that is also a musician and also a writer and all these things at the same time, as I think I have a lot of different, you know, parts, you know, I have the writer, the producer, the mixer, and everything. And it was really interesting because I've never collaborated with anyone that had so much of an opinion. Usually it would be like, trust me, this is what we got to do. And most people trust me, and I love that. But she was like, no, listen, we got to do it like this. And suddenly we were in this point where we had to make sure we find a middle path that we both are happy with. And I learned a lot from doing that because I've never really had anyone telling me no in a way, because people asked me to do things because they like what I do.
Right.
And with Lady Gaga, she wanted me to help, you know, reach her vision, which, so my job was suddenly not doing what I like or, you know, what my vision is, but fulfilling someone else's fantasy and, you know, making that reality. So I learned a lot from that. And, you know, I think it was one of the most fun collaborations I've had.
What's your favorite part of the whole process? I mean, you've written hits, you've produced hits, you've been, you know, part of all this stuff. So if you had to pick one part of this, is it the performing? What is it that, you know, you really enjoy the most?
I think I enjoy writing the most. I love the first moment when there's nothing set in stone and, you know, when I have a vocal and I start writing the chords, for example. That moment where I'm free and I can just improvise and play and, you know, reach totally different emotions while changing a couple notes on a keyboard. Like, that is my favorite part. And then, you know, obviously when it comes to producing the record, that is weeks in the studio of filing, like, looking through every possible sound to make it perfect. That's a lot of work. So I enjoy the moment where I'm just free and, you know, I can just do whatever I want, which is the writing process probably the most. But then there's songs where, you know, I had a lot of fun producing and mixing, and performing is obviously always a really special moment. I played, just my last show was Madison Square Garden. That was something I've always wanted to do in my life, and performing there and looking up and seeing the Madison Square Garden sign and all these things are really breathtaking.
On your on the Zed wish list, I wouldn't say bucket list, you're only 26. On the Zed wish list, your new album, you've got John Bellion on the new single. I assume there's lots of other surprises and other guests, because you don't sing, right? You're not a singer.
I'm not a singer. I just do background vocals because it's sometimes hard to get people in the studio long enough. Mm-hmm. So when they leave, I do the rest, what they couldn't do.
So on the wish list, who do you want to work with?
There's a lot of artists, a lot of singers like Adele, and I love Katy Perry and The Weeknd and Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran. A lot of bands like Radiohead that I used to, you know, listen to when I grew up. Maybe even some more jazzy musicians like George Benson that I, you know, listen to a lot. I would love to see what would come out if we did a track in my world. There's so many artists that inspire me to do what I do, and I would love to just work with all of those.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to you in
DC.
I know the show is great. I was told it's sold out. All your shows are sold out everywhere you go. So congratulations to you, Zed.
Thank you so much.
Anton. And True Colors is the name of the new album.
That's right.
So thank you for joining us on
Thank
the Voice
you very
of
much. My pleasure. Thank you.
I see what you're wearing. There's nothing beneath it. Forgive me for staring. Forgive me for breathing. We might not know why. We might not know how. But baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We're beautiful now. You to know that I'm on.
Thank you to Emily King and to Zed for joining us on today's Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Glad you listened. Thank you to Felicia, our producer-director on today's program. I want you to have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you again next week with more Border Crossings. We've got some special guests on Monday, Fantine and Sam Hunt, so please make sure you are safe all weekend, and you come back and join us on Monday's show at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.